Sagt the Mishnah weiter, Masechtas Menachas, Perikei, Mishnah Dalid. So we learned in the previous Mishnah that the Minchas Chayte, and the Minchas Kanois, again Minchas Chayte, someone who can't afford a Chatas in certain circumstances, can bring an oif, a bird carbon, and if he can't afford that, it goes down to a Mincha. In certain ways, the Mincha is more Chashev, a fame that comes with more Mesiris Nefesh. Either way, the Minchas Chayte, as well as the Mincha the Saita, is not supposed to have not shemen and not levina. Now, if someone does add shemen and levina to it, he's over a lav. Zakta Mishnah v'chayiv. And if he did it be made, that he would be chayiv malchus. Al shemen b'fnei atzmai, for the oil on its own. And v'al ha-levina b'fnei atzmai, and on the levina on its own. There's a separate loisa say for each. Furthermore, nos that allow, if a person puts on a michas chayta, or on a michas kenos shemen, pisala, he passels the mincha. Putting oil in before the kmitza passels the mincha. You can't be makrevit. There's no way to separate it afterwards. Even the tiniest drop of oil. However, levoina, if you put the levoina on, you'll katena. That doesn't passel the mincha. You just have to pick up the grains of the levoina before the kmitza. Now, before you do that, you can't be makter the kmitza. Also, levoina, in order for it to passel the mincha, you'd have to have a shir kazayas or more. See, by the Levine it says lo yitain, so it's mashma, it has to be a shir in the sin, a chashav ezachalisa kazayis. By the oil, it says lo yosim, so it's mashma, even the tiniest amount. That's what the Gemara says. Vaitra says the Mishnah, nasan shemen al shireha. So he already separated the kmitza, and now he puts the oil on what's left over, eina oiver balaisase. And we learn that from the fact that by the minchas chayta, it says lo yosim oleo shemen, so it's mashma oleo on the mincha itself, with the kaimitz. That's the main part of the mincha that goes up on the mizbeach. But putting the shemen on the shirayim is not where the Torah says there's a law of eina oiver b'leisa. You would not be oiver b'leisa, say. Vaitra says the Mishnah, nosan kli al gabi kli. In other words, he took a keli that has in it oil or levina, and he put it on a keli that has in it a minchas chayta or a minchas kenais. So the Mishnah, loy pisala. He didn't passel the mincha with this. The mincha would only become possible if the shemen goes into the soilas mamish. Not if a keli of oil was placed on it. Okay, so if somebody, let's quickly chazer over Mishnah Dalet, if someone puts oil or levina on a minchas chayta or on minchas kenas and he's makrevit, he gets malchus on the shemen, that's one lav, and on the levina, that's separate. If he puts it on it without being makrev the mincha, so there's a shmooze about that in the Rishon. But the Rambam paskins, you're over the lav, you put on the shemen levoina and you're makrevit. Vaitra says the Mishnah, a minchas choyte, where shemen was put into it, becomes pasul. If he put levoina on it, that you can take off. But the shemen you can't take out. If he puts shemen on the shirayim, in other words, after you take off the kmitza, he puts shemen on the rest, there's no malchus and it doesn't pasul it. The kaimitz is still kosher. The shaila whether you're allowed to do it lechatchila, but one thing is for sure, you're not over the lav by putting the oil on the shirayim. And finally, we learned in the Mishnah, if you put a keli that has shemen or levina on top of a mechas chayta or a mechas kanas, you're not over the lav, and you don't passel the mincha.